Hello, and welcome to WOW Reads, a podcast of the Worlds of Words Center of Global Literacies and Literatures, which is committed to creating an international network of people who share the vision of bringing books and children together, thereby opening windows on the world. We encourage thoughtful dialogue around global literature so that children can reflect on their own cultural experiences and connect to the experiences of children across the globe. In this second episode, we're talking to our Teen Reading Ambassadors.
WOW Center Teen Reading Ambassador Initiative offers high school students a college experience within the University of Arizona College of Education that focuses on books for teens. Ambassadors learn about young adult literature under the direction of faculty and staff with expertise in children's literature, education, library science, and marketing.
We respectfully acknowledge the University of Arizona is on the land and territories of indigenous peoples. Today, Arizona is home to 22 federally recognized tribes, with Tucson being home to the Otem and the Yaqui. Committed to diversity and inclusion, the university strives to build sustainable relationships with sovereign Native nations and indigenous communities through education offerings, partnerships, and community service.
Welcome to Castle Cove, a town cursed with missing girls, bad boyfriends, family secrets, and some very steep cliffs.
I'm Echo.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm also Rebecca.
And I'm Sarah.
Today we're talking about the book The Agathas, an Agatha Christie-inspired murder mystery in a small town that leads to unlikely friendships, some Scooby-Doo shenanigans, and
a murder.
Yeah.
This book is by Kathleen Glasgow and Liz Lawson. Echo, let's start with you. What is your major impression of this book? What did you think while you were reading it?
At first, I didn't know what to go into since it was my first time reading a mystery book. And
this was your first mystery?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I mean, just like to the fantasy side of stuff, where like it does have some elements of mystery, but that's not like the overall point. But this was so good.
And you, other Rebecca? You should be the main Rebecca. I'll be the other Rebecca.
I'm just, what's the question?
What was your overall impression of it?
I really liked it. It is not my first mystery, but I really enjoy reading murder mysteries, and I thought this one was written really well, and I really liked the dynamic between the two main characters.
Oh, let's get into that.
Let's talk about, so the person that is murdered in this story is a girl named Brooke, and she was best friends with the main character, Alice. Alice kind of follows the path of Agatha Christie in a way. How did she do that? Echo, did you want to take it?
So after a breakup between her and her boyfriend, Steve, she ended up reading Agatha Christie's book, saw how when her husband started cheating on her, how she ran away, which got this big conspiracy of if her husband killed her or not, which is what she did, leaving for a few weeks, I think. Just 1 week?
Alice left. Yeah, I want
to... she modeled what Agatha Christie did, which Agatha Christie, she wanted to make a point with her husband, some people think, and or she had a disassociative event, and she crashed her car and went someplace and pretended to have another life for that week. And so Alice in the story does something really similar. Her car is found.
Yeah, and then so when she comes back, she finds that her ex-boyfriend Steve is now dating her previous old best friend, Brooke.
One of the mains.
One of the mains clicks, yeah.
So let's just start with that. Let's just start with how many teens do you know would stage some sort of dramatic act like that?
I think I knew people who would do that. I think you have to be in need of a lot of attention and just desperately needing support and help with mental health specifically to do that. So,
I think Echo, why would Alice need that kind of attention?
Well, as you said earlier, with the breakup, and then there's also the fact for her parents are very absent in her life, where they only leave a nanny. And she doesn't have the best relationship with the nanny, more because, like, she doesn't feel like she needs to depend on anybody because how much of her parents leave.
Yeah, so her disappearance kind of, it was almost a call for attention from her parents, and then, yeah, and then maybe also from the
Steve
situation with Steve.
So she comes back, and what is Steve doing?
Ugh, dating her ex-best friend. Yeah. And she's
ouch.
And she's the one. Brooke is the ex-best friend that's now dating Steve that later goes missing.
Yeah. Well, so let's introduce Iris. How does Iris get together with Alice?
Yeah.
Iris is another resident of Castle Cove who is very much the opposite of Alice in a way, in a social aspect. And Iris is a very good student, and Alice is not. So Iris ends up tutoring Alice. And
she doesn't just end up tutoring. Who puts them together?
Miss Westmacott, the school counselor, puts them together. And they end up talking about the murder, and Alice, I think Alice is the one who really wants to do something about it, and Iris eventually gets involved in it too and wants to help Alice.
Iris also has an extra motive for tutoring Alice since her parents, Alice's parents, offered a lot of money if she passes.
And Iris's mom is a bartender and does not get much money, and the father figure of Iris is absent.
So it's a forced relationship. Is it a successful one?
At first, it doesn't seem that way because they do have like a lot of arguing moments, but as you get closer to the end, you see how much they depend and trust on each other. So it does work in the end.
And who else kind of comes into play with their relationship?
Well, they have the mains. And the mains surround Alice. Who surrounds Iris?
Iris has her strange or diverse group of friends that she brings in to help her with the mystery. And they end up getting closer to Alice because Alice realizes that her friends are not the greatest.
So these are the zoners, am I right? Mm-hmm. So the zoners, what I really like about the zoners is that they have so many specialty skills. Mm-hmm. They're like the toolbox of friends.
Yeah.
I think even in one scene they arrive, I think they were trying to trace some steps through the woods. I can't remember what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And they were trying to look for proof.
Oh, yeah. And they just popped the trunk, and the trunk had like all of these tools for it's like, who has that in their trunk?
Yeah, I remember that scene. They're also just like a funny, silly group of friends that bounce off of each other while their personalities go up.
So there's the seriousness of the murder, but it has this sort of comic.
Mm-hmm. I remember laughing out loud at some of the parts of this book because I really liked that specific friend group.
Yeah, and at the same time that we're building, I feel like, as a reader, building trust around Iris's close friends, the zoners were also kind of losing trust in the mains. And it goes back to the night that Brooke went missing. There was a party, and for a long time, there was a suspect, and that was Steve. Mm-hmm. But what happened with Steve that night that was... Do you remember?
Steve also went missing for a few hours and ended up showing up at school, I believe, the morning after. And he just looks completely ruined. Like, his clothes are ruined and he's all dirty. and he's missing his shoe, which becomes an important piece of proof.
Well, we should point out right now that since this is a mystery, we're going to try and avoid spoilers. So thank you, Maine Rebecca, for it's okay. He's missing a shoe. That's a plot point. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
And so, there's a lot of instances with that shoe.
Yeah, the shoe. Like, talk about comic relief. I think the shoe was a little bit, and like.
Yeah, because it's just an unexpected shoe.
Red shoe, right?
Like a red herring.
Yeah, like the. Anyway, so we got to meet Kathleen Glasgow. She came to talk to our group. What stood out to you about that meeting? We'll start with you, Echo.
I just really loved how she talked about how they each focused on one perspective and how they're communicating with each other also runs between the characters. Like how she mentioned, like, how they have a little argument or fight, it'll represent that in the book, and it's just amazing.
I thought it was cool that Kathleen Glasgow branched out from her normal genre, but still kind of kept it with her character that she was writing, which was Iris. But she still branched out, and she said that was a cool experience.
Yeah, their voices are strong.
I love true crime, so I enjoyed when Kathleen came and she talked about her influence for writing this book and how she really pays attention. She shared with us a true crime event that had happened in Tucson back in 1930. I think
tickety talk.
Yeah.
19 ippity whatever.
About a young person that had went missing and was found later on the
It's a pretty frightening story.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely recommend people look, you know, maybe look it up.
Yeah.
You know, the box in the desert. But yeah. Wow. Yeah. We were all kind of interested in true crime at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that led us to ask her about follow-ups. Do you remember what she said about whether or not she and Liz Lawson were going to continue this writing partnership?
Yeah, so once you read the last page, they kind of branch off. It's a murder they talk about, like, in the beginning that happened in the past in West Cove. That's not the name.
Castle Cove.
Think about other stuff, sorry. And then they branch out in the end where it's like, oh, what if we try to solve it? And then they kind of ended off that. And she did also say she was going to write another book. So
yeah, and so you were saying earlier, well, maybe I'm not sure that you were interested in other components of Castle Cove. Like, what else was happening?
I was saying that's not the only murder from the past that is also just kind of mentioned in the book. There's at least three that I definitely was still wondering about at the end, because I thought maybe everything would come together and we would figure everything out from all the other plot points. But I definitely want to know more about that.
Yeah, me too. I want to know more about that.
Yep. So I want to know more about that, and I'm looking forward to the next book by Kathleen Glasgow and Liz Lawson. And you should definitely pick up a copy of the Agathas if you're interested in putting all of these pieces together and finding out who did it.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for participating in this WoW Reads podcast. We are reading a next book, and our next book is?
We are reading A Magic Steeped in Poison by Judy Lynn.
Yeah, so our next podcast, we'll go over that book. We'll talk about meeting Judy Lynn as well. Meanwhile, we have to offer thanks to Leah Marias, our sound engineer and podcast production editor, king of all things, I guess. Sarah Logan, who runs the lit discussions for us. I'm Rebecca Ballinger, and we are recording from the Dial Lab in the University of Arizona College of Education.